I'm Michael James. The city of Timmins is marking Ontario Heritage Week. It's an opportunity to learn more of the history of the community, according to Municipal Heritage Committee Chairman Andrew Marks. He notes that everyone is familiar with stories about the mining origins, but it's also important to discover about the landscape and several major buildings. McKechnie House at 438 Wilson Avenue was the first historic building honored by the city of Timmins, and plans are in the works to celebrate the McIntyre Community Center. The municipal building has also recently been added to that same register. You can find out more about nominating property for designation by completing an application form on the Timmins website. Inquiries are made through the planning staff. The surgical department at the Notre Dame Hospital in Hearst is getting a major overhaul thanks to generous donations from residents and a major company. Hospital Foundation Director Francine LaBerge says it will not only help with recruitment, but keep patients close to home.
Traveling time, if we can serve our patients here in Hearst as much as possible, then we don't have to be traveling 5-6 hours to go to Timmins at Thunder Bay or Sudbury for surgery if it can be done here locally.
Renovations include new video conference technology and med glass being shipped in from Germany. Officials say parts of the surgical department haven't been updated since the hospital first opened back in the 1970s. NDP leader Merritt Stiles is dismissing the provincial Liberals' plea for support as a desperate attempt to gain official party status at Queen's Park. Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie is asking New Democrats not to split the vote and cast their ballots for her party February 27th. Crombie says the Liberals are the only possible alternative to Doug Ford's Progressive Conservatives, but Stiles maintains Crombie is just trying to win 12 seats, the minimum number needed to access the extra resources allotted to parties in the legislature. In the 2022 election, both opposition parties won 24% of the public vote, but the New Democrats took 28 seats, and the Liberals picking up only 8. Transportation Safety Board investigators have recovered the flight data recorder from the Delta Airlines passenger jet that crashed upon landing at Toronto's Pearson Airport Monday. The jet lost both of its wings and tail and flipped over as it slammed into the ground on final approach. A small fire at the rear of the plane was quickly extinguished. All 80 people on board survived. 21 people were injured, though, 3 of them in serious condition. Flight delays and cancellations continue, however, with 2 of the airport's runways closed for investigation. In Country 93.1 Sports, it was a success in Paris, Ontario for 3 of the Timmins Ringette teams. The U12 team took the championship, claiming gold after defeating the Sioux IceHawks 4-1. The U14 team suffered a 5-4 loss in the final against the Sioux Hawks, picking up the silver medal, while the U16 teams also got silver after a 5-2 loss to Forest. The U19 team wasn't able to get a medal at the event, but showed determination, growth, and progress. All of the teams will be off the provincial championships in Sault Ste. Marie in the middle of next month.